Good evening. Our topic tonight is the storms of life. And this morning I had a chance to lead a Bible class. And our topic this morning was wealth. And I didn't know very much about that. But storms of life, I've had some experience there. Most of us have. As you live this life, you encounter storms. And sometimes they can happen in a hurry. And everything can change. I know I woke up, I guess it was day before yesterday, and looked out in the pasture, and I had an army out there, army of worms. I think everybody can relate to that. I've been spraying, trying to take care of those, and they're winning the battle right now. So we're in a storm dealing with those. There are several basic kinds of storm, and each one of us will talk about those tonight as we go through. And I'll be talking about the storms that are just part of nature. I want to take just a moment and think about the Hurricane Florence that those in the Carolinas are experiencing right now, and how difficult that's making their lives with all the flooding and the winds and the effect that has on their lives. And look back to Hurricane Harvey and the flooding that occurred down in the Houston area, and all the damage that was done there, and how people had to pull together. And some of you may remember the tornado that occurred in Jarrell, Texas in 1997. There were 20 confirmed tornadoes. Winds were 261 miles per hour. Hail that was the size of softballs. Many of the people that studied storms considered it to be the worst tornado that it ever occurred in terms of all the damage that it brought about. There were 27 people that died in that tornado. It was an F5. There was also an F4, an F3, and 15 F2s. So that was quite a storm, wasn't it? Some of you can remember that and know how powerful it was. I was reading today and it talked about how it pulled the surface of the road up, and it would go across fields and pull up 18 inches of topsoil where it was. A very powerful storm, and I know sometimes when storms hit us in our life, they feel just that powerful. And they feel like they are just tearing our heart out with the things that we're dealing with. But the thing that we have to keep in mind is that our good Lord is in control, and he has a plan for everything that happens. We don't always fully understand, but there's a plan behind everything that occurs. When we look at Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see that there's a story of Jesus at the Sea of Galilee, and a storm arises, and how he had gone out in the boat because, you know, he had a lot of human qualities and he needed to get away from the crowd for a bit and he needed some rest. And he had gone out, and of course the Sea of Galilee is actually a lake, and it's located in a position to where a wind can come up real quick and there can be a severe storm just in a moment. And that's what had occurred. And, of course, he was there resting on the boat, and there were seasoned fishermen on board that were fearful for their lives. And, of course, they went and woke him up, and they were concerned for their safety. And he questioned their faith. And I know it was difficult for those men. They lived at a time where they could experience and see miracles, and they could spend time with our Lord and Savior, and yet they still had those moments of doubt in their mind. They had those moments where their faith was lacking. And I know sometimes in our life when we're going through difficult storms, we have that moment where our faith is shaken. And we have to reach and draw closer to our Lord, because he hasn't moved away from us. He's there with us. And there's a purpose for storms. Sometimes we see that storms occur and we become stronger through enduring the hardship of that particular situation. And I think sometimes there's a purpose behind that, because we need to grow spiritually. And the Lord is using difficulties, challenges, to help us to grow stronger and to become more dependent upon our Lord. Because that's where our strength really comes from. It's not us. We draw that strength from that closeness of being dependent upon our Lord. I know sometimes storms are created or engineered because of our foolishness. I can remember when I was in my 20s, I had a truck that actually had two mirrors on the sides of it. And I made the mistake of leaving the gate open at the barn. And I backed up in there to load some feed. And all of a sudden, there were about 30 black cows came blowing into that barn surrounding my truck. Well, I went to hollering and yelling because I didn't realize the consequences. But as they ran out, I still remember the cows knocking a mirror off and the bull taking off the other mirror off the other side. So I lost both mirrors because I left that gate open. See, I was foolish. I left the gate open. I should have known better than do that. But, you know, sometimes you don't think about things. You just jump off in there and try to get that feed loaded in a hurry. And, you know, once they all start in, they don't stop. They just keep flowing in there and tore the mirrors off. And I really felt bad trying to explain that to my wife as to why I did that. Because it didn't make any sense. Even after I did it, it didn't make sense to me. You know, and sometimes we're sent into storms for our development. You know, Jonah was, you know, he was sent on quite a mission there to go into Nineveh and to preach, and it was a rough place. And he ran from that challenge. And, you know, he was set straight for running from that challenge that was set before him. But it allowed him to develop. In Psalms 119, verse 71, David said, "It is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Now Henry will come with the next segment.
You know, that's quite an amazing story of the fisherman on the Sea of Galilee, isn't it? Anybody ever see the TV show on the Discovery Channel called Deadliest Catch? And see the raging tempest that they're facing, and for Jesus to just say, "Peace, be still," and the sea just calms immediately. That totally amazes me. The section that I've been given this evening is talking about the storms of life that we allow others to drag us into. You know, unwise or ungodly parents can lead children astray. And bad leadership can lead nations astray and lead them into terrible storms. Sometimes our friends and associates can pull us into all sorts of storms that we really have no intentions of ever getting involved in. So we've got to be careful about what we do and how we allow others to influence our lives. Young people, y'all pay particular attention and be very, very careful about who you associate with and what you allow yourself to be dragged into. Because, you know, I know when I was your age, I thought, well, you know, nobody can influence me to do anything, but they can. And it can happen very subtly. So you have to be very careful that you don't get caught up into a bad situation that you really didn't want to get involved in. A very wise man once said, "The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray." That's Proverbs 12:26. So choose your friends carefully and be very careful that you're not pulled into a storm that could have otherwise be avoided. Because Lord knows there are going to be plenty of storms in our lives that we can't avoid. There's going to be those times that we just have to face the storm. We have to pay attention to the forecast. And what is the forecast, you say? In Job 14:1, we know what the forecast is. It says, mortals, born of woman, are of few days and full of trouble. It's not a matter of if the storms are going to come in this life, but when they will come. So we need to be in a situation to where we can turn to the one that can not only calm the physical seas, like Jesus did on the Sea of Galilee, but can also calm the raging seas in our soul and in our minds. Remember that we have shelter from the storm. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalms 46, 1 and 2. Ben?
As we looked at different storms of life that come our ways, we looked at storms that we bring upon ourselves from time to time, as well as storms that others drag us in from time to time. I want to finish up tonight's lesson with storms that come very quickly out of the blue. Everything's going well in your life. Everything's great. And then a storm arises in our life. I don't know if any of you have witnessed before, and it's one of my pet peeves, standing outside when it's sunshining and goes to raining. Or if a big cloud or a big storm comes up, and it does happen from time to time. As well, storms do come in our lives unexpectedly while everything is good. When we look at storms of life, we often think of we can see it coming. The things that we get ourselves into, or the things we surround ourselves by, or the situations or places we go, we can see storms. But it's hard to understand the storms that come out of the blue. And there are several different storms that can pop up at any time. But I want to go over a few tonight with you that I think are very important, or some of the strongest storms that we face in our life. Number one, a death of a loved one. You know, we all realize that someday we will pass away. And we're not always fortunate to know when that time is going to be. There are many families affected, and I know this firsthand, that a death of a loved one can come quickly without any notice. And in ministering and helping these families, I know how difficult it is to get through something like that, and if they ever do. Many don't. And you have to adapt to live with that storm for the rest of your life. But it's the initial face of it when you lose a loved one that storm is around you. Many of you here have lost a loved one very close to you. It may have been sudden. You might have known about it. But you can remember, and a lot of you may still have these emotions, still have these feelings. You may still be living in this storm. We're reminded of the death of Lazarus in John chapter 11, Mary and Martha's brother. He had been sick for some time, and Mary and Martha sent out for Jesus to come and heal him. They were friends with Jesus and had spent time with Jesus before, and they sent messengers out to tell Jesus to come to their town to heal him. And they did, and Jesus waited. And his disciples said, "Well, aren't you going to go help him?" And Jesus said, "Yes." 2 days later, he said, "The time has come. I'll go to that town." He already knew Lazarus had died. And when he gets to the city, before he gets there, Martha knew he was coming, so she ran out to meet him. And at that time, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. So Mary, Martha, and the rest of the family, Scripture says that people were still there comforting them. They were hurting. They were upset. They were going through a strong storm that had gotten worse. First, their brother was sick. Then they sent out for Jesus to come heal him. He didn't come. And then he died. And then 4 days later, Jesus shows up. So you can imagine the storm that Mary and Martha were going through at this time. A big storm. When Martha got to Jesus, Jesus was there with her and even said that he wept with her. And he said, don't worry, I will raise him. And she says, I understand, I have faith that I know that in resurrection that he will rise again. And he told Martha, he says, I am the resurrection and the light. And he said, take me to him. And they all met at the tomb, and he ordered Lazarus to come out of the tomb, and he did. And that lesson right there, when we lose a loved one because of a death, we got to realize that Jesus is right there with us, that he's weeping with us. He doesn't let us go through these storms by ourselves. He's there, and he has a purpose and a plan for it. Another storm that comes up in our life are terminal illnesses. This is a very difficult one for many. There are several in this congregation that are dealing with a terminal illness. There are people that have lost their lives because of it. You may not be facing it, but you may have a family or a friend that is facing it. And it's a very difficult thing to go through. First of all, you need to know that Jesus cares. And our Savior wept for Lazarus when he died. He wept with the family and the friends there, and he is with us. Jesus told us in this world that we will have trouble in John 16:33. And absolutely no one is spared in Romans 5:12. Yet coping with any degree of suffering becomes easier when we understand God's overall design for this world, for this fallen world that is. We may not be guaranteed a physical health in this life, but those who trust God are promised a spiritual security for all eternity. Nothing can touch or harm the soul. It is good to remember that not every bad thing happens to us in a direct result of our sin, which we sometimes think we must have done something wrong, so God's punishing us. That's not it at all. Having an illness is not proof of God's judgment on the individual. If you can recall the time that Jesus and his disciples came upon a man who had been blind since birth, they asked Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus responded, neither this man or his parents sinned. But this happened so the work of God might be displayed in his life. That's found in John chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. If you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness or you know someone who has, I would offer this advice to you all. Make sure that you're a true child of God. Having trusted Jesus as your Savior, put your house in order, and make sure that your will is ready and other important agreements have been made. Use the remaining time that God has given you to grow spiritually and minister to those around you. Continue to rely on the power of God for day-to-day strength. And as the Lord gives grace, thank him for your thorn in the flesh. We should take comfort in the promise of all eternal life and peace. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. One other storm that we face that come out of the blue are financial storms. These financial storms that we often face could be brought upon ourselves a lot of time. But often we face financial problems or storms in our lives. It could be because of a terminal illness. We have to pay doctor bills or maybe a death of a loved one, unexpected bills that come up. Some other financial storms we have, we work very hard for a living, to provide for our family, for our home. We buy houses, cars, different things. And then we lose our job. Or something happens. Or the stock market crashes. Or retirement's gone. These storms come, but we got to think, in a sense, where our money actually comes from. Yeah, we might go out and earn it. We may save it. But where does that money come from? And all it comes from the Lord. It belongs to Him in the first place. So we got to realize if He gives it to us, they can also go away from us. And it should give us help. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talks about worrying. He tells us not to worry. And in all these storms that come up in our life, whether it comes out of the blue or we bring it upon ourselves or we allow others to bring it to our life, we need to realize that worrying is not going to do it. We got to place our trust in Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things should be added to you." In Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ." We need to hang on to these scriptures. So in closing tonight, with these storms that come in our life, how should we react to these storms? Should we do it the way that people of the world do? They get bogged down in it. They stay within the storm. They run from it. They let the storm get bigger and bigger on them. We should look at it the way Jesus says. Number one, we should have faith. You know, when I think about faith, I think about Noah in his time. When God told him that He was going to flood the earth and kill everything around him, told Noah to build an ark, and he did. Could you imagine what he was thinking as he was building this ark? He knew that God was going to flood and kill everything living around him, but his faith kept him going. And he had faith in God and built that ark. I can imagine what storm he was going through. Not the physical storm when the rain started, but the spiritual storm that he was going through. And that I'm always impressed with his faith. We need to know something about the nature of faith as well. The storms are not our problem, just as it wasn't the disciples in the Sea of Galilee. The storms are not our problem at all. Jesus, the faith is our problem. And Jesus knows that. Our faith is the problem. And that's what Jesus wants us to know, to have faith in Him. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, it says, "Pray and never give up." The second thing we need to have in reacting to these storms, besides faith, is trust. We need to place our trust in God like no other. In this world today, our friends break our trust. Sometimes our family breaks our trust, and it's hard to trust things. But we can trust Jesus. We can trust God. We can trust His word. We can trust His promises, and we need to do that. Proverbs chapter 3 and 6, it says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." To have truth. No one enjoys suffering, but in the hands of Almighty God, trials become our tools in life. He uses hardships in our life to shape us into the people that He intends us to be. In closing again tonight, if you're struggling with a storm in your life, and we often do from time to time, instead of turning to medication or alcohol or the things that the world try to push down our throat each day, trust in God. Have faith in Him that He'll get you through it. He allows these things to happen to us for a reason. You know, God created us, and we got to think, and we leave it out a lot of times when we're in a storm, that He knows the outcome of it. We don't know the outcome of it. But He knew the storm was coming. He knew what kind of storm it was going to be. And He knows the outcome of the storm. And we need to place our trust and faith in Him. If anyone here tonight is going through a storm and would like us to pray for you to help you out of that storm, and a lot of times that's what it takes, is prayer to get it out, we're be glad to do that. If there's anyone here tonight that hadn't obeyed the gospel and would like to be saved by the baptism in Christ for the remission of your sins, we hope that you will come forward today. Do not leave here, but we hope that you will come forward tonight as we stand and as we sing.